Hit of it of Tool and Die, this is Kurt.
Hey Kurt, is Larry in?
I think he left, but hold on just one second, I'll check.
Alright, thanks.
Yep.
The effort from Madison Baumgartner, his four-hit effort shut down the Mets. Connor Gillespie belted a ninth-inning three-run homer that sent the Giants into the win column 3-0. The Mets will head home. Baumgartner now has 23 consecutive scoreless innings in winner-take-all postseason games. Noah Syndergaard with a great effort, 10 strikeouts, 2 hits over his 7 innings, but the Giants got to the bullpen, and now they're moving on to take on the Cubs in a series that begins tomorrow. The American League Division Series get underway today in Texas and Cleveland. The Rangers will send Cole Hamels.
Hello?
Is this Larry?
Nope, it's Kurt again. he's not here right now. He just left.
Okay, is Lauren in?
Yep, who is this?
It's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. I was in contact with these guys back in the second quarter. It was actually Larry, but I can speak with Lauren as well.
Okay. Let me check. I don't know if he's here either. I don't know
if
they both left or what.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, just one second.
Yeah.
Open their series against the Dodgers. And Arizona Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer will not play tonight in San Francisco. That's because he's still going through concussion protocol. Checking out scores on the local sports scene last night, it was a girls' soccer night. Napoleon taking on state-ranked Perrysburg. Yellow Jackets get a 4-0 win.
Hey, Nico?
Yeah.
I cannot find Lauren either.
Not a problem. I know they're hard guys to get a hold of anyways. Okay, is there maybe like a better time that I can call back, try and get a hold of them, or can you like take down my information and let them know I called?
Yeah. You said Nico from where again?
The Bank of Cardiff, and that's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank.
Okay.
And my direct line is 858-779-0432. And I guess you can mark down there. It's just to kind of remind them. We spoke back in the second quarter about some of the programs we had to offer, so equipment financing and working capital. But they said there was nothing at the time but to follow up towards the end of the year. See if, you know, business has changed and if they have anything that we might be able to help out with.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I put it on a sticky note and I'll pass it off to them.
Perfect. Kurt, you know, just out of curiosity, have they mentioned anything about bringing on some new pieces of equipment?
I mean, we had something going. We were going to get an overhead crane for the shop.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a safety grant through Ohio Bureau of Workman's Comp. And the only way we were going to get it is if we got the grant through them. And we ended up not getting it, surprisingly, somehow. I'm not sure how that works. But so we end up not doing anything. I don't think we're planning on doing anything.
So what would this grant have done? Would it have covered most of the costs or covered the costs entirely?
Most of the costs. Pretty much we were going to get a $60,000 overhead crane for 57.
Mm-hmm.
No tax. And they would have covered $40,000 of it. So all we would have paid was $17,000.
Wow. That would have been nice if you got that, right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
I'm the one that's in charge of that. I'm still trying to appeal it just because we had guys from Ohio Bureau Workman's Comp come here. And, you know, we tried everything. Like, I went textbook format, you know, getting it all taken care of. And even those guys were like, I don't even know how you got denied the grant. So
yeah, man, bureaucratic nature of things, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's kind of crazy. You think you get the guys that come in and they look at the position you're in and say, hey, man, I'm pretty sure we can work out something with you guys, and then all of a sudden they come back and tell you, oh, nope, can't do anything.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was.
I mean, you're perplexed because you think that it would have worked out. But look, Kurt, have you looked into any other ways of getting that crane finance? I mean, like gone just the typical equipment financing route?
Well, we went. We I talked to the guy, Dave Haas from Bull Crane Services, the one we were going to do the crane through.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there was like a leasing program and stuff that we could do through, I think it was a banking company. But, I mean, unless it's like a bend over backwards deal, I don't think we're going to pursue it just because we are tight on money here right now. And just because things are coming up with, you know, obviously the election and just kind of how things are going now in the economy, everybody's on hold
right.
breath.
Yeah, everybody's kind of on edge, not sure what's going to go on. But, I mean, you know, it's interesting that you had brought up the election because a lot of my clients, they've been telling me the same exact thing. They're kind of waiting and seeing, you know, what's going to happen. And then I come back and I tell them, hey, look, you know, of course things are going to happen once either one of them gets into the presidency. But the one thing that is definitely going to happen is that interest rates will go up. So when I tell my clients this, I'm letting them know that, you know, you should probably lock in your rates before the election, you know, gets addressed. Because when the new government comes in, when the new office comes in, things are going to change drastically, and you don't know how high these new interest rates are going to go up, because the Fed is definitely going to increase rates. It's a given. Everybody knows it. The whole finance industry is preparing for it. So why shouldn't, you know, business owners and businesses do the same thing, kind of lock in the rates before they, you know, get into office?
Right, right, right. No, I agree. I don't know. I don't make the final calls on that.
Mm-hmm.
I can try and persuade them, but that's as much as I'll be able to do.
Right. I mean, typically, do they have the bosses, you know, Lauren and Larry, like, usually gone through the equipment financing route, or are they kind of old school and pay everything in cash?
They do financing with some stuff. It just depends. Like, this crane deal, we would have been doing financing.
Right, but you would have probably financed the $17K, right?
Right.
Right. I mean, I'd like to kind of, you know, toss my hat in the ring here and see if there's something that we can do to possibly help you guys out if you eventually go that way, you know, when they sit down and kind of look at the options, or when you kind of let them know what's going on. The good thing about these types of programs, Kurt, is that they're designed to help the business. They're not here to, like, you know, hurt the business. The piece
right,
of equipment's
right.
essentially going to help you. I mean, have you guys kind of sat down and quantified, like, how this new crane's going to give you guys, like, a return on investment? Have you looked at the numbers that way?
I tried looking at it that way. And, I mean, I guess it just, the crane is going to help prevent injuries is the
mm-hmm.
main thing. You know, because the one we have now is a gantry crane, and it takes three people to move it. Like, we have to push the crane ourselves with,
right.
you know, a 1,000-pound piece of metal hoisted to the crane. So then we got one guy moving the piece of metal. We got two guys on each end of the crane pushing it. And, you know, if we get this new one, everything's going to be on rails, electrical, and it'll only take one person to move it by pushing a couple buttons.
So essentially, the things that come into play is that it's going to be safer for the business. You don't need that much manual power to move it, and
right.
it's
you don't
more.
Have to take two other people, you know, off their jobs while they're busy. You know, it can just be one person only instead of three people.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that looks like you can probably use that, because something like that, if I mean, imagine you're taking away two other operators, right? So you're with the crane that you guys have now, you have three operators on it, and if
yeah.
you can only have one operator on it, then you got the other two guys that are still back on the machines that they were using to finish their job, so that there's no time taken away, so that, you know, efficiency and production isn't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, 5 minutes, you know, 5 minutes to take out of two other guys, you know, here and there is not that big of a deal, but this type of job, you know, machine shop, time is money. So, you know, 5 minutes here and there that adds up throughout the year for two people.
Okay.
You know, that's 10 minutes every time, and that adds up pretty quick after a while. So.
Yeah, I mean, when you know, you're doing things consistently, of course, there's going to be a problem with it because you're losing out on time. And like you said, time is key, especially with the machine shops and the manufacturing industry. It's like you can't lose out on time because that means production. You lose out on production, it's a trickle-down effect, essentially.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So.
Okay, well, yeah, Kurt, here's what I kind of want to do. I want to be able to help you guys out, toss my hat in the ring here, and see if there's a program that we can get you on to kind of help you get the finances in place for this crane if you guys want to move forward with it. I want to let you know kind of a little bit about, our program, give you just a little background so it gets you a little better picture. The good thing about us is that
I gotta get stuff going too, but are you able to email me some of the stuff?
Yeah, I can email you some of the stuff that we do for the equipment financing portion.
Okay.
What's the best email that I can get you at?
It's Kurt, KURT.
Mm-hmm.
@ Innovative, our company name, if you have that.
Yeah, is it just innovative-tool.com?
Yep, just Kurt @ innovative-tool.com.
Okay, here's what I'll do, Kurt. I'm going to email you some of our information and kind of like the original offer that I was speaking with Lauren and Larry about when I originally had called. And, take a look at that, because the program, what's good about it, one of the things that a lot of our customers like is that we don't require a down payment, so there's no money out of pocket, which is, like you're saying, if you guys are kind of tight in cash right now, I think it would be a good good starting position, because it won't mean that you have to put money down for something that costs this amount of money. I know it's a lot of money out of pocket. It's not smart to do that, but we can finance the piece of equipment in whole, which is nice.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll put everything in there. And, do you want me to follow up with you? Are you planning on sitting down and talking with these guys about some of the options?
I'll probably talk to them by tomorrow about it.
Mm-hmm.
So would you give me a call, I'd say Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, how about do this? I'll give you a call on Tuesday, just to play it safe.
Okay,
I'll do that. I'll also shoot over that email, check it out. It could sometimes end up in a spam folder, so you might want to check that too, just in case. But I'll do that. And if you have any questions or any concerns, give me a call if something comes up.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Kurt, it's good talking to you, man.
Yep, you too, man.
All right, you take care. Bye.